It only took days for a coalition of writers, anti-high-stakes testing activists, and civil libertarians to bring about changes in the New York State English Language Regents exam. An activist discovered that many words in the literary examples in the test had been changed to get rid of sex, race, religion, politics, and, in one case, even the mention of a glass of wine. Despite a new policy by the New York State Board of Education, some parts of the battle are still raging. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
It started with a long article in the Sunday New York Times revealing the detective work of a parent whose 18-year-old stepdaughter was attending an alternative school in New York City. The school, the Urban Academy, is one of 32 schools that assess students' work by means other than exams. Since 1999, New York State public school students must take state regents exams to receive a high school diploma. Jeannie Heifetz, the step-parent, began to research the exams and found that many of the literary examples used from writers such as Annie Dillard, Frank Conroy, Isaac Bashevis Singer, had been sanitized. It wasn't just the omission of sex and race. In one passage, fat and thin had been changed to large and small. In the passage by Singer, Jewish references had been cut out. At a news conference this past Monday at the New York Civil Liberties Union, Kate Maxwell, the daughter of William Maxwell, the former fiction editor of The New Yorker, said she was appalled.
Although it looked as though only a handful of words had been censored, the meaning had been altered, the subtleties had been removed. No one asked my father for permission to distort his words and ideas.
And since questions followed the text, the right answers to the questions were wrong, she said.
To get credit, a student would have to misread my father's story.
Writers from Annie Dillard to Judy Blume wrote letters of protest. Civil libertarians talked about how sensitivity guidelines put forth by the State Board of Education, the rationale behind these changes, dumbed down the literary works. It was, someone said, political correctness gone amok. The counter-argument is that it's one thing to encounter complex ideas, stereotypes, and discordant values in a class, but an exam is different. Rosanne DeFabio, the Assistant Commissioner for Curriculum and Assessment for the State Education Department in New York, says they tried to use passages that would not be offensive or disadvantage certain students.
A student who would, for example, come across something that seemed to be contrary to his cultural beliefs or would present a negative image of a cultural group to which he belongs might not be able, using a passage like that, to really produce his best reading and interpreting of literature and writing of an analysis of the piece that was there.
But when Jeannie Heifetz brought the changes that had been made in the text to light, they seemed outrageous, not only to the authors who said their intellectual integrity had been violated, not to mention their copyright, but many academics attacked the sensitivity guidelines, like Columbia professor Robert O'Mealy.
Students can sense condescension whether they're in the first grade or they're in graduate school. Literature is by definition messy, it's disruptive, it's controversial.
And to say a black student would be distracted by a reference to race, why shouldn't it be just the opposite, he said. Students are drawn to the world they live in. After the news conference and stories in the media, there were calls on talk radio like this one from a high school senior on WNYC.
It's just very insulting to kids. I mean, what do they think we are? I just think that people are totally underestimating kids.
Now, you might ask, this is a six-hour test. What's the big deal? But activists argue that since the test is a high-stakes test on which graduation depends, it becomes more than just a test. Ann Cook is co-chair of the Performance Standards Consortium, the group of 32 schools that is fighting to have their students judged on the basis of assessments, not tests.
Not only are these tests used as tests, they're also used as curriculum. So what are the teachers using? They're using back tests to teach kids how to take the next test. Well, what does that mean? It means that over and over and over again, kids are being exposed to literature that isn't real.
By Tuesday, after all the flurry, State Education Commissioner Richard Mills said literary excerpts used in the test would no longer be changed. Rosanne DeFabio said there was great discomfort that authors they respected felt disrespected.
We said we need a different procedure. We need to start from the selection of these full passages that represent these writers. Of course, they have to be excerpted because we have length considerations, but we will not be again in the situation of editing within a passage that we select or changing the exact words of the author.
But are the sensitivity guidelines still in place? And if so, does that mean only bland passages will be selected, although taken word for word? DeFabio would only say we never use bland passages. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.